The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was hope there.
There you go.
And hope was dashed. And I'll start by saying this.
What's that?
Deep breaths.
All right.
Deep breaths. The last thing you want to do this week is overreact. And I'll say this. Thank God Bills fans don't get a vote on what this team does, because if we did, everyone would be fired and cut right now. But the fact of the matter is, everything is going to be fine. And what Bills fans are most upset about yesterday, a decision the head coach made in the waning moments, you would be just as angry had he done exactly what you wanted.
So it's a no-win for the coach.
This was an absolute, in this moment, no-win situation.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it as a post-game Monday and a non-victorious post-game Monday. As we know, the Bills lose on a walk-off heartbreaker yesterday in Houston, 23-20. And Tommy, we're going to start this game by going backwards.
Okay.
Houston makes a coaching mistake of their own and don't have a game-winning field goal attempt thanks to an intentional grounding penalty, which gives the Bills the ball inside the five, 41 seconds, and no timeouts.
Right.
All right. So, Tommy, here are your options. Despite the fact that the Bills have not moved the ball all day, you can go for the win, which is about 65 yards away from a legitimate field goal shot for Tyler Bass. Or you can run the ball three times, make Houston use all of their timeouts, and play for overtime.
All right.
Tommy, you are the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. What do you do?
Always go for the win, Patrick.
Okay.
Go for the win.
Kenny?
Your professional athletes is what they pay you for.
I mean, in situations like these in the past, everybody always makes the argument, you have Josh Allen, right? Like, don't waste Josh Allen's talent by making him take a knee or making, you know, just running out the clock.
Okay.
That being said,
having a good second half.
Not offensively, you weren't.
No.
Oh, they were moving the ball.
Second half?
No, that play, that scores a touchdown. Yeah. You couldn't go ahead inside the 15-yard line.
They were struggling. But that being said, I think the fact that Houston still had three timeouts left, that changes things.
So you're taking the knee there?
I think I'm playing for overtime. Okay. I don't think you're going to...
That's loser talk.
I'm not giving them the ball back, knowing what they've done the last, you know, the whole game, essentially.
The defense has stopped them four straight.
Yeah, but they kind of stopped themselves.
Okay, so we all saw what happened. McDermott tries to win the game, right? They throw three straight passes. Almost no time comes off the clock. Houston gets a 51-yard field goal chance, and that is the game. Bills fans are furious.
I think it's 59.
Was it 50? Oh, you're right. 59.
Yeah, it was almost
60. My apologies.
Yeah.
My apologies. Bills, but by the way, Kai Fairbairn. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's going to hit those. I mean, he's a great
kicker.
He
shined yesterday.
So, Bills fans are furious. McDermott did not run the ball or take any and play for overtime. And Kimmy, you have seen the calls for his head on social media.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I caught some of that post-game show, and everybody was just, everybody that called in just wanted to, they wanted McDermott to answer for, because he hadn't talked yet.
Yes.
So I think they were waiting on
Duck
that.
Duck in the press, I hear.
Well, no, he just hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Because he came out and talked.
Slow walking to the press box.
It felt like
slow
everybody.
Walking so slow. You know what you did.
Shut up.
Everybody put that loss on McDermott, it seemed like.
And weren't there a couple
nobody
of
else.
Things he should have challenged that he didn't?
I wouldn't challenge any
no,
of them.
No, no. I mean, they were even saying in the, because like there were a couple times where they thought he might challenge it, and they were like, no, that was a good move not to.
All right, so going back to specifically that series of events where you throw
the end of the
you
game.
Run. Yes, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here is a very inconvenient fact of the matter.
What's that?
No matter what Sean McDermott did in that spot, he was getting lit up today.
Okay.
Come with me, Tommy.
Let's go.
Let's change things. Mm. All right. Let's say the Bills play for overtime there. All right. They're going to take three knees. They're going to run the ball three times. They're going to try and run out the clock, and they're going to punt it away. By the way, just quick sidebar, running three times with those three timeouts doesn't guarantee that the punt is long enough where they still don't have a field goal shot. Sam Martin ripped off a brilliant punt. It was a great punt, but it doesn't mean he does it there. But that's beside the point. Let's say he does the same thing, and they don't have the timeout to get those extra yards.
Right.
We're playing for overtime.
Right.
Tommy, do you know what Josh and McDermott's record in overtime games are all time?
I have no idea.
0-6.
I was going to say, I can't think of one.
Were they number one in overtime?
Josh Allen and Sean McDermott have never won an overtime game together. And by the way, that 0-6 overtime record was with an offense that had weapons that was moving the ball. Injuries devastated them last weekend. By the way, you want to talk about past influencing the current? The last time the Bills played in Houston, do you remember what happened?
That was that playoff game.
2019. Mm-hmm. Bills lost in overtime.
Ooh.
And this morning, McDermott is getting lit up for not going for the win with Josh Allen as your quarterback. Kimmy, you said it yourself. You pay the kid $250 million. Last week, we heard, why is McDermott so conservative? Why doesn't he get more aggressive? And if you don't believe me, please go back to social media and look for the, he should have gone for it on every fourth down, despite you couldn't get a second and third and two going into that fourth. So, is he too conservative, or is he not conservative enough?
Well, the knock on him has always been he's too conservative, right? And again, like everybody's like, what are you doing? You have Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Let the kid play. Let Josh be Josh.
So then why are people upset?
That's a good question.
Okay. Now, look, here's the thing. I would have needed out. I would have run the ball, and I would have played for overtime.
Yeah.
Right? Look, you extend the game. That's the old school way to play. Mm. But I will admit, I am an old school football guy. The newer way of thinking may have been to go for the win, because all you need is one pass interference call. All you need is one catch and a break like Keon Coleman, and you're in ball.
But they didn't have any timeouts, right?
They had zero timeouts. They used them to have a chance to come
and
back
that,
and score.
That punt put them in such a terrible position. You know, I would make that argument absolutely if they were on like the 10 or even the 20 or even the 10. But I just think like you're so backed up in your own end zone that you just play it as safe as possible at
that point. Okay, fine. That's fine. Keep in mind, even if you get the ball first, the overtime rules have changed, right? If you go score, it doesn't mean the game's over. You then have to stop them again. And the Bills had stopped. The Bills' defense had stopped the Texans four straight drives.
Okay, so it was looking good.
No. Do you trust them to make it five? Because at some point, the dam is going to break.
Because the Texans, they were also making mistakes, too.
So the Bills.
No, but I'm saying, like, yes, the defense stopped them, but it wasn't, like, a convincing, like, dominant performance from the defense. Like,
I mean,
I think the defense, they did their job. I will totally make the argument that the offense was the side that was struggling yesterday. But in the end there, I don't know if I would have trusted the defense to definitely make this. I didn't have that much confidence in them.
Look, the fact is this. No matter what McDermott did yesterday.
He's got to go.
No.
That's what everybody's saying.
Gotta go.
Well, time for McDermott to go. He's going to be fired.
No, but that's just it. If he would have run the ball out and punted and they lost in overtime, the same amount of people would be calling for his head. The only way you get out of that is winning in overtime, which history says hasn't happened. Mm. You are deeply handicapped by the injuries on offense yesterday. Plus, by the way, Josh Allen had a concussion. Are we going to argue that?
I couldn't believe
he hurt his chest.
Sent him back out there.
No, he just said he hurt his chest.
He was out. He was out for a brief moment of time when he hit his head on the ground.
So you think he has a concussion?
Look, man, I am not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
No, they put him into that magic tent and he's fine.
But I have seen people get knocked out before.
Yeah.
And two things showed up that wildly alarmed me.
He didn't do two of hands.
He looked like he was struggling to breathe.
First off, once he didn't go in the blue tent, the broadcast stopped showing the video of him being out on the ground, which is not an accident. Mm-hmm. Second, why are you taking smelling salts on the sidelines? Did you see that?
Still have those things?
Yes, they do.
So he also got kind of belted in the head when he went down.
Yeah, that one he looked fine.
How was that bouncing the head off the ground?
Oh, you're talking about
The guy's arm hit his head.
I thought you were talking about the slide where he took one off the head.
Maybe that's the one, but there was no penalty on it.
Okay, that one, I don't know which one you're referring to.
As soon as you touch the guy's head like that, you're in trouble.
At the end of the game, I think you're talking about. I don't know. All right, look. I know everyone's panicked.
It was a good game. I will say that. It was entertaining all the way to the end.
It was entertaining for the wrong reasons. Yes, like, it wasn't a good game like the Ravens and the Bengals where it was going back and forth.
Well, that game kept interrupting this game because they kept doing those score updates
every
2 minutes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. Everyone needs to listen.
All right, so what do we do now?
Are we listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Everything's going to be okay. Keep in mind, last year, the Bills brought back one wide receiver that caught a ball from Josh Allen. That man did not play yesterday in Khalil Shakir. The Bills had no preseason snaps outside of the two drives. They didn't really do anything with Josh and the entire offense. It was going to take time for this to work. What did we say, Kimmy, before the season started?
I don't remember.
You will not know what this Bills team really is until week seven. And this morning,
7 weeks?
Week seven. And this morning, I stand by my statement.
It's too long.
It's what it is.
Well, why?
Because it's a new team.
How about these other teams look good all the time?
But these are...
Should we be...
By the way, who looks good all the time? Everyone is beating
Kansas
everybody.
City looks pretty good.
Everybody is beating everybody.
Minnesota looks pretty good.
Minnesota almost lost to the freaking Jets yesterday.
But they did not.
But they almost did.
That was on foreign soil.
They almost gave up 20 unanswered points on foreign soil.
Should we be a little concerned, though, that maybe Josh doesn't have the tools to do this thing?
Maybe he doesn't.
I mean, it just seemed like you got Keon Coleman, but you can't rely on a rookie, I think, to be that guy just yet.
They dropped a lot of balls.
Mac Hollins, meh. I guess I get Khalil Shakir, sure, when he's healthy, he's good to go. That helps. But I don't know. I don't know if they have that dynamic player to push him over the edge.
I would get away from Matt Collins personally. Like, I would stop putting him on the field. All right, if you want to start making adjustments, listen to me. Kimmy?
Fire his ass.
I mean, are we at a point where we're like, hey, maybe we should make a play for somebody?
No, do not trade for Davante Adams, wide receiver for the Raiders. You do not want a 32-year-old for 11 games that you're going to have to spend a second or a third round pick. Trust me, do not overreact and trade for Davante Adams because he also might be hurt. He has not been playing the last 2 weeks. Right. Do not do it.
Yeah, you don't need these old dudes.
Tell me about
right?
it.
Right?
He's going to show up in a shack and a turtleneck sweater.
Yeah, they sit and do nothing.
Kimmy?
Yep. I'm listening.
You've heard me the last couple of seasons when everyone freaks out. Yeah. When I tell everyone to relax and everything will be okay. And am I ever wrong?
No. Oh, well, yeah, kind of, because they haven't. Again, you need that guy to get you over the... I mean, you need that guy to compete. The Bills haven't made it to a Super Bowl. So, yeah, you are wrong.
Wait a minute. 31 other teams don't make it to a Super... 30 other
but,
teams don't make it to a Super
team,
Bowl.
I mean, you have Josh Allen. You should be a team in the running every year.
Oh, sorry. Did Twitter come to life? They are in the running every
year. But it just feels
year.
Like it's going to be another bust season.
Oh, like, you should do everything you can to get Josh what he needs.
That's right.
And
Josh.
And right now,
there's your T-shirt.
My question, feed Josh.
Feed the pit. Feed the Josh.
Feed the Josh.
Let the boy eat.
I just don't know if he has what he needs. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Do me a favor.
And the kid looked frustrated yesterday.
Yeah, because he was also concussed.
No, and I mean, some of those dropped passes and stuff like...
Look,
He's looking at these guys like, you've got to be kidding me, man.
Understood. By the way, he went to bat for his guys in the press conference. Take that
well,
for
he's got
to
do
worth.
That. That's
yeah,
politics.
Yeah,
of course.
That's
of course politics. He is. Josh is always going to say the right things.
Yeah. Do me a favor. I want you to mark what you just said right now.
Yep.
Because we're going to play this. Mark it. We're
going to feed Josh?
No. The whole, he doesn't have the guys and they're not contenders and what are we doing here?
He needs weapons.
I'm asking.
We're going to play this back in week 14.
So you think these guys now are going to turn into the weapons he needs?
It's about scheme. It ain't about talent. Give it time.
But I don't know if you even have mid-level talent.
Sure. Remember last year? We don't have it. Gabe Davis is not what we thought he was. Stephon Diggs is on the downslope. Who's Khalil Shakir? He's a fifth-round pick. What's he going to do for you? James Cook coughs the ball up all over the place. He's not a weapon. You wasted a draft pick on him.
Name Josh's go-to guy right now.
It's Khalil Shakir. And him not being in that game.
I feel like it was Cook yesterday.
Okay,
day.
Well, yeah, Cook had himself a day.
Yeah.
Look, it's okay.
All right.
Do I ever, if I saw alarm bells, I would let you know.
Right.
Am I wrong? Have I been wrong?
Yes.
Yes, you have been wrong. There would have
been. You're like, I'm
but you are wasting the best years of this kid's life.
And for what? What does he get out of it? A lousy quarter of $1 billion.
With more coming, by the way.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF at the Break Room Facebook page talking about what's going on yesterday. By the way, real quick, the good news before we get to the Facebook
messages. What's the good news?
The Bills are still first place in the AFC East.
Right? Yes.
And there is not a legitimate contender in the AFC East. The Jets are a mess. Eww. So is Miami. The Pats are barely an NFL team. So this divisional situation gives you time to figure everything out. Mm. And they will. They will. That being said.
Should we be worried that like Josh is concussed, though? Is that a thing that they're going to like review this week? Or
no,
is that just a done
they,
deal?
No, because if they do, they're going to have to admit that they made a mistake on the sideline. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I do not like any of this.
So if it does turn out that he does have a concussion, even if it's mild, how long does he have to sit for?
They're not going to review it.
I don't think
unless
they're
unless he has,
go back.
It's not going
to
happen.
Oh, I thought like after what happened to Tua, like they took this stuff seriously.
Yeah, you would think so, but they don't.
Okay, so what's that tent for? Card games?
That's a great question.
Is it like a roulette wheel in there?
I don't get from a person. Let me put it this way before we get to the Facebook message.
Because he came out of that tent really fast when Mitch was warming up there.
No kidding. From a human standpoint, after what we've seen over and over again, Tua being the prime example, how do you let that happen? But from a financial standpoint, with what you pay these guys, right? Look, I know this loss hurts yesterday. It's a road game in week 5. In the grand scheme of things, keeping him out of that game doesn't bury you. Mm. Especially when you have the ball at the 15-yard line with Mitchell Trubisky there and James Cook. Mm. If Mitch Trubisky can't get you 15 yards, you're in bigger problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin writes us on Facebook real quick because we're running late. I'm sorry. Mm. Justin looks very mad in his Facebook profile.
Oh, he's sorry.
Shut the F up, Duffy. You are an effing moron. McDermott needs to be fired today, and every game he's still there is a game you're wasting Josh's MVP potential. We'd have 3 Super Bowls if it weren't for him right now. We'd have 3 Super Bowls. Mm. All right, so let's play this fantasy game real quick. All right. Today, as owner of the Bills, we fire Sean McDermott. Mm. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Who's your head coach?
It's a great question.
No. You want him gone. Fire him. Who's your head coach? Well,
who's around?
Exactly.
Well, there got to be somebody around.
Who?
I don't know.
Tell me.
Belichick's looking like he could do something.
Yeah, you should hire Bill Belichick, a man who, without Tom Brady, lit the Patriots on fire.
But that was at the end of his career.
Yeah, not like now. In the beginning of it? Is he doing a Benjamin Button thing where he's going backwards?
How about old Coach Cowher? He ain't doing nothing right.
Bill Cowher will not come out of retirement.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
All right.
And by the way, I don't want Cowher anyway. You don't want a guy who hasn't coached in 20 years in this modern NFL? So who is it? Right? Former Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll.
Maybe you got to get Sexy Rexy back.
Former Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll was a genius. He was the reason the team was good. He got a head coaching job with the Giants. Since he's left, the Bills have won the division every year, and he's going to get fired at the end of this season. Yeah. I don't care that they won yesterday. So that's the end, right? If you want to fire McDermott, who's the guy?
What about that Joe Brady? He's young.
The guy who cost you the game yesterday, according to
other fans? Well, he's coming around, I hear. I hear he's coming around. I hear it takes a few weeks.
He was the one that made the trick.
I hear week 7, he's going to bring it all around.
He was the one that made the trick play call last week, though. Oh. That was kind of on him.
He's also the one that decided to throw 3 straight yesterday. So if you're mad at McDermott, you
won't. Who's the offensive guy?
Joe Brady, you idiot.
You're thinking of Bobby Babadaka.
Oh, yeah. Bob Babadaka. Let's get that kid. The Mets are looking good this year.
Not after last night, they're not. Fire McDermott, fire the whole managerial staff for the Mets after last night, fire Tommy for that outfit choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.